Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino. Tuesday, July 2nd, 2024 pre-market report, and I'm kind of put off right now a little bit. And you should be too. Why? What am I talking about? People, we're about to be scammed. We're getting scammed on an epic scale, but it's getting a lot worse here. Let's try, someone out here, okay, try to explain to me why what just happened is just all well and good. Okay, what am I talking about specifically? Moderna, the mega freaking pharmaceutical corporation that's been raping, and I mean this to the highest order, not just the people of the United States, but the people of the world, for quite a long time now. This company, Moderna, is worth over $45 billion with cash on hand, over 8.5 billion. Meanwhile, this company, Moderna, just got an award, a gift from the government, or I should I say, the courtesy of the American people, of $176 million to develop a new vaccine for bird flu. How does that work? How is this even possible? Well, of course, when you have this corporate state like we have now, well, of course you would expect to see something like this here. You can't make it up if you try to. And I'll tell you something. I believe, and I want to hear from you as well. Do you think they're done with scamdemics? I don't think so at all. I believe it's just a matter of time before they fling something like that on us again. Shut down the economy, allow, in this case, the Federal Reserve to hyper balloon the debt more so than we have now. Look, you know the mechanism here. It's very simple to understand. Every possible way that they could come up with to pull more cash of the net into the now, like for example, here, let me get this name right, the number right, $176 million here just granted to Moderna, again, a company worth over $45 billion with $8.5 billion of cash in hand. They don't need the cash, but and they're laughing. They're laughing at you and me. You know who's really laughing? The CEOs, the big wigs up there in this corporation, because they're gonna get big, fat, beautiful year-end bonuses. And they're laughing at all of us here, people. But again, I think the setup is pretty clear here. They're laying the groundwork for yet another scamdemic, which will allow the central banks, in this case the Fed, to inflate on a massive scale like they did during the last scamdemic here. 3.6 trillion dollars the Fed was able to create out of nothing as they shut down the economy and the market went higher. You remember Greg Manarino telling everyone to get long COVID? I got laughed at and of course ridiculed. Oh, Greg, you don't know what you're talking about. The market's going to crash. No way. Okay. The Fed propped it all up. They bought it all just like they're doing now. And this just makes me sick. It makes me sick to my stomach. It makes me just get, completely out of control. And I'm trying to stay calm right now. But again, please, someone here that is smarter than Greg Manarino, and I'm sure that's every single one of you, explain to me as if I were a small child or a golden retriever. How is it even possible that a company that's worth over $45 billion with cash on hand of over 8.5 billion can just get a grant, an award, a gift from the American people for what was this number again? $176 million to make a bird flu vaccine. They're going to scam us all. This is a scam too. It's part of the mechanism here, and you all understand that. Now, understand, where does this cash come from? Where does this cash come from? We don't have it, okay? We are broke. The United States, the laughing stock of the world with regard to its debt, okay? We have more debt than every other nation on this earth. We have no cash. We're absolutely destitute. So the cash has to be created out of nothing, courtesy of the Federal Reserve, who's going to send it right over to Moderna here so they can rape us even more. So that's the story. I believe we're being set up on multiple levels. I sincerely believe, and again, I want to hear from you on this. Are we going to face another scamdemic probably relatively soon to allow central banks to inflate even more, of course, so they can develop new cutting-edge medications that are just designed to kill us. I mean, obviously. And anyway, that's kind of where we stand with regard to that. Now, let's talk about my European friends. And this is, again, a phenomenon here in the United States. The lie, the distraction, the deception. Inflation is down in Europe. This is a lie. Inflation continues to rise, but they're using the mainstream media to brainwash you. It's all a psyop, people. Global inflation has got nowhere to go but much higher from here. Much higher from here, as we already have spoken about a gazillion times. Currency devaluation, suppressed rates. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about a big piece of propaganda from Barron's this morning. Why a potential Trump victory is spooking the bond market. This is a joke, okay? Trump has already said what he wants to do. That is weaken the currency. That is have the Fed suppress rates more. There's no spooking here. This is a joke. All right. We know where it's going to go. No matter what freak they put behind the Resolute desk. Excuse me. I'm not supposed to say that anymore. I'm trying to turn over a new leaf here and be kind of a nicer guy. But we're being destroyed. And no one's going to tell you about how this is about to take place here, but I think we got this done. This is yesterday. This is where we're going here. I mean, this is from yesterday. Higher stock market, economy in free fall, moving towards another scam debt. Let's talk about this debt market real quick, because this, again, this is a joke. This is a joke. So, MMRI. I want you to pay attention to, again, to where I circled. I believe we're going to bounce off and go lower here. I really, really do, because this trend, I think it's going to be, in fact, I know it's going to be maintained to push more cash into the stock market. No doubt about it. The illusion of the market, very, very powerful thing. You all know that. And it's more of destruction. Again, sure, the 1 and 2 percenters, they're laughing too. They're making more cash than you could possibly imagine here. While the people can't even get by with two incomes now. People are getting destroyed. They're getting wiped out as we move closer and deeper into this neo-feudal system of control. And that's what this is all about, people. You can't, this is just so upsetting to me. I'm sorry I keep going back to that, but it's just, it makes me want to like really puke, and I'm not lying. Anyway, going back to this market this morning, stock futures are under a little pressure here, and that's because of the rising 10-year yield. That's because we're bumping up right over there. Right up against that upper trend line. I think it's coming down. With regard to this market, I'm going to tell you again what you already know you should know here. Every dip that comes along, you need to buy the market. With regard to gold, silver, commodities across the board, and cryptocurrencies, buy the dips that come along because they're playing us all. They are playing us like a grand piano. And this guy in no way is going to let you lose. This is no way. If you've been with me for any length of time, you have ripped the face off of this market and everything connected to it because you're getting yourself in the right spot here. Okay? And we're not going to stop. You see, when we hear about a mega cap company, I'm talking about Moderna, a $45 billion+ company with $8.5 billion cash on hand, getting an award from the American people for $176 million. That makes me so angry, okay? It makes me want to double my efforts so we can win. You understand? We are being wiped out. We are being destroyed. It's deliberate. You all know that. Does that make you angry? It should make you angry because it makes my blood boil. And people, what are they doing? Do you see any people in the streets? Do you see anybody taking up arms anywhere? No, of course not. They're worried about the Biden-Trump thing. Who's going to win? No one's going to win. It's a selection. They got people so screwed up, man. They don't know which way is up anymore. Again, like I told you, in this nation here, people don't even know. You can't define a man or a woman anymore. Oh, you can't just do that. Oh, and we don't even know what bathrooms to use, and we're supposed to govern ourselves. This is how they can get away with stuff like this. It's how they can get away with stuff like this. It's just absurd on an epic scale. Anyway, crude oil continues to march higher, about $85 a barrel, going much higher. Commodities across the board. You know that. This morning, gold and silver relatively flat. Bitcoin, crypto is relatively flat. Stock futures down a little bit. That's the story, people. I mean, look, I always tell you, we can't be beaten because we got each other. And I want to thank all of you who do support my work on the first of every month. Really, thank you from the bottom of my heart. You know how this works. On the first of every month, I ask for your support. And some of you, it's just a fraction of you, but I appreciate all of you anyway. If you feel like supporting my work, there are links in the description of this video. You can do that. And all I ask for is $5. You know that. All right, look, this guy loves you a lot from the heart. I will see all of you later, 4 or 5 p.m. And tell me what you think. Do you think it is right that we, the American people, are now gifting $176 million that has to be created out of nothing because we don't have it by the Fed, more debt on your back, okay, to a mega cap company with over $8.5 billion of cash on hand? How does that work? Again, explain this to me as if I were a young child or a golden retriever, because I'm not that smart. All right, love you all. I'll see you later. As I said, 4 or 5 p.m. Eastern for the live stream. All right, take it easy.